possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, welcome to Bustin' Balls. I'm Pat Caputo along with the webmaster extraordinaire. That, of course, being Evan Jenkins. Hey, we talk drafts, we talk prospects, we talk the future. And, Evan, the one thing that really comes to mind right now, it's an issue with every sports team in this town, the four major professional sports teams. It's like, hey, what is the balance between winning now? And we're talking about the given season compared to, hey, you're building for the future and how it goes. Now, each team is kind of in a different position. But they all have that same issue. Steve Yzerman didn't do enough at the trade deadline, didn't do enough in the offseason, according to many fans. And they're far away. They didn't make the playoffs here for a long time. And it's like, well, we're going to give up our future. Conversely, we have the Tigers with a big lead in their division, the American League Central. And you got a lot of folks going, well, Scott Harris really didn't do enough at the trade deadline. He did some things. But he didn't want to get rid of one of two catchers that are kind of the same MO in Briseño and Lorenzo. They have a bunch of second basemen. They didn't move any of those guys. And, they picked up some players, but they could have picked up somebody like a David Bednar or somebody that really, along with Finnegan and the other guys they picked up, maybe augmented their team more for now and set things up for next year. Now, if you had Bednar and Skubal, then you'd have closer and, starter for one more year. But it's kind of like, oh, man, we're looking at the whole forest, not necessarily what's in front. There's some wisdom to that. I'm not saying it isn't. But it's different. Lions, similar thing. Lions, it's like, hey, what's your window of opportunity? We're going for long-term success. We're only going to, and – last 2 years, the Lions, they had the top seed in the bye, lost, and they were up by 17 at halftime in the NFC Championship game the year before. And people are like, well, why isn't the future now? And the Pistons, there's a similar discussion with them. It's like, oh, Cunningham's popping. Yeah, you got some young players, but if you got one more great player, your team would maybe take off. And this is the number one discussion basically in town. It's just flip the team, flip a few of the circumstances, and you have the same discussion quite a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the easy answer is let it play out, because the question is, in my mind, when you first brought this up to me was, yeah, long-term success would be awesome. The question is, can you actually sustain that, right? And I think every team has a little bit different in like a tiering of the scale. Lions kind of have a pass because fans are going to say, oh, well, they haven't done it before. Maybe they'll do it again. I don't think people necessarily ever will expect the Lions to win the Super Bowl until they get to a Super Bowl, right? The Tigers, on the other hand, and I'm getting very impatient in my old age, Pat. I'm 42 now.
Wow.
I want to see a World Series.
Whatever.
And when you win at the rate that they have won throughout this season, 2025. I don't want to talk about 2024 anymore, let alone 1984 anymore. But, yes, I think you should go for it right here, right now, because it seems to me in Detroit you win a championship, you've built yourself cachet for at least 10 years where you can do no wrong, and we'll move on. We have the T-shirt. We have the hat. I think with the Tigers, I need to see them win this year or next, one of the two. It's got to happen very, very soon. Pistons have a little bit more time because they're developing. I think you really want to see them take a leap this year, then next year they go for it. And the Red Wings, I think they're held to a different standard because a hockey god came from Tampa Bay, Florida, and graced our presence here in Detroit once again. And so people hold him to a different standard than maybe they would hold him to if it was Joe Blow as the GM of the Red Wings, right?
Well, I was sorry with the Red Wings just on that. Steve Yzerman, look, I'm not advocating that he gets fired.
No.
I believe in Steve Yzerman even now. But he's been, let's face it, his veteran acquisitions, even though he's drafted really well, which we talked a lot about on this podcast because it's about draft prospects and future.
That's right.
But his veteran acquisitions have been horseshit.
No, if you okay, played now, at the University of Michigan, you got a shot here.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, overvalued contracts, guys that can't play, you're stuck with term. So there's really no defending the indefensible. And in a lot of instances, Yzerman would be gone by now.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, like, I mean, that cachet comes in two different ways. One of them is, obviously, he was very successful in Tampa. And then the other one is, he obviously has ownership. He would be like the last guy they really want to let go just on emotional terms. So he seems to have some slack. And like you're saying, you know, sarcastically, and I noticed that, Evan, is that Steve Yzerman knows that he's got that, and he's just going to do whatever he wants, and I don't know. But here's the thing with Yzerman. Yeah, it's true about Sider. I know how good Sider is. I know that Raymond's, you know, arguably the best player in the world his age or younger, forwards. I know that, Simon Edvinson's tremendous, best defenseman, arguably, in the world his age or younger. And, obviously, Marco Kasper. I mean, these are really up-and-coming players. But the Brinkett and Dylan Larkin are now getting into their late 20s. They're past the league average here in age, and they're not going to be there forever. And if they kind of fall by the wayside, tail off, in the case of DeBrincat, his contract's up after 30, and you're still kind of waiting and everything, you're kind of wasting the prime of two really good players. Those guys have never hardly played in the playoffs. They played 1 year in the playoffs each.
Yeah, and Larkin was his rookie year.
Rookie year, and yeah, he's played 10 years.
It's been a long time, and I kind of look at the Red Wings a little different to where the fans that I see, listen, you know me, Pat, I'm not hanging out at a lot of rinks and a lot of hockey circles, but what I see on social media and just people talking throughout the office here is the hardcore Red Wing fan that has been through the thick and thin with this team over the last 10 years still believes that the future is bright for the Detroit Red Wings.
I don't believe that. I talk to a lot of them, and I fall more in the category of, you know, the hockey geek, right?
So then they got to go for it now, right?
I think the hockey geeks, and that's where I hear some of the narrative here on the station. I disagree. The truth of the matter is the hockey people more than anybody else are frustrated by this.
Okay.
Because they're the ones who live and die with every game. You know, so in that landscape, now you juxtapose that with the Tigers. Tigers are in first place. Tigers have a big lead. As we're doing this podcast, 6.5 games. All right? It was down to 5, and everybody was panicking. And hell, who knows? But you might be listening to this a couple days later. It might be 3.
Be back to 5.
Yeah, or 3 or something. you know, as we're talking, they got a pretty good lead. The season's starting to shrink down. Their schedule for the week that we're talking about pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
Although they got a more difficult schedule in September. But the long and the short of it, to me, that was a study in what we're talking about. Because Scott Harris said that he thought that the window of opportunity was an illusion. And, I've talked about the word he used before, pragmatic. So you like pragmatic.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want him doing anything crazy. On the other hand, this was not an illusion that the window of opportunity is open. And I wonder if people will regret this, the Tiger organization, because he talked about, literally came out and said this. Give him credit. He was honest. He was transparent. He said something about you don't want these players coming back and kind of haunting you down the road if they go somewhere else. And we've seen that.
Yeah, but I don't think in professional sports that's something you can worry about.
No.
You have to worry about the here and now.
Right, and you got...
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut.
An artist.
An actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Two guys who play the same thing, same role. You got three guys that play the same role. They're depth guys in your organization. That's one of the things you use that fantastic minor league system to do, is to acquire veteran talent. And Dave Dombrowski, you know, he had a couple that, you know, Willie Adames came back and became a great player, mm-hmm. but it took forever because he was only 18 at the time.
Well, that's the thing. It just takes so long.
And then you also had, of course, you know, when Eugenio Suarez and when Al was here, Paredes.
Yeah, and Corey Knebel and stuff like that.
Well, Corey Knebel is like
the
a blip
year.
On the screen.
Yeah.
And Andrew Miller, nobody complained about that because it was Miggy in that deal.
Right. Do you think if you were to give Scott Harris truth serum and you asked him, Scott, do you believe that your team could win the World Series right now? Do you think he would have said no, and maybe that's why he didn't make these bigger moves?
Well, I don't know, man. That's a tough question. I'm not – Evan, you know this.
That's, I'm putting you on the hot seat.
I'm not big on the hypotheticals like that.
I'm
trying to get in mind. I always look at the actions. You know that.
Yes.
And in his words, he hasn't been phony about his words, so I'm not going to have any complaint about that. Where I'm saying, hey, this guy's telling you one thing and he's doing another.
Sure.
I think with Scott Harris, it's real simple. He has beliefs. And this is what I've been told by people who would know in this. Scott Harris wants things done the way Scott Harris wants them done.
Which is fine.
Okay? It's the same. Like if Torque or Mize have some hitting coaches or whatever influences that they've done. No, he wants them to do it like they, you know, fall in line, do what the Tigers want you to do. Because they brought in all these people that they believe in, and they seem to know what they're doing, for sure. And then on the other hand, with the draft, and we talked about this, when he drafted that kid, Yost.
Yeah.
You know, from...
Did they look like he was 12 years old?
Right. You know, he took the 15th best shortstop, high school shortstop, because that's the type of player he wants to draft.
Yeah.
Rather than a college pitcher who might help him right now. So he believes what he believes, and he walks the walk. And a lot of people in the industry I talked to, and I was surprised by this, they appreciated his, they called it patience, and not overreacting to it. So, but I'm looking at, like, maybe you left something on the table here, and you're not thinking about, like, right now, because what gets me about this, and you know, look, we're all about draft prospects in the future here, right, on this mm-hmm. podcast, is when it's forgotten that it's not about your having number one system. It's not. It's about, like, what the team is doing. In the case of the Tigers at Comerica Park on that field or wherever they travel around Major League Baseball, it's not about, like, Erie. You know, McGonagall had a big triple yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, who gives a shit? You know, I mean, in the current context, you know, Erie had 3,000. The other day they had pepperoni pizza uniforms on. No, I'm serious. You should see this from Sunday.
I'm gonna go now.
They were the ugliest fucking uniforms I've ever seen. So they're on. That's where they're playing, and they got a mascot running out there bouncing around, and there's 3,000 people, you know, in Erie.
Yeah.
Okay, watching a game. At Comerica Park, there were 30,000 people, and the team six games up. So that's what really matters. And sometimes I think that organizations, they got to look at that bigger picture. But hey, you can't ignore the tree right in front of you either.
Right. And couldn't the haunt go the opposite way, too?
Exactly.
You don't trade those guys, and they end up being nothing for you. And you look at it, and you're like, we really missed a good opportunity back in 25.
Exactly.
So, but I think that's what makes baseball such an awesome sport, is that you can play both sides of the fence. Honestly, you could, no matter how you look at whether it's a fastball, a slider, a chain. You know what I mean? In every aspect of the game,
right,
there's two sides. But I tend to fall on the side that I think you're more likely to be haunted by the move that you didn't make than the move that you did.
Right.
In my opinion. I mean, the Tigers, when they were good and competing for World Series, they made quite a few moves that failed. Jared Washburn, horrible move.
Jared Washburn.
Aubrey Huff,
when they got those two guys.
Edgar Renteria was a bad move.
I mean, how about Alfredo Simon for Suarez? I mean, a bunch of them, but they had a lot of them that worked.
Exactly.
You know,
and you have to take a shot.
And Dave Dombrowski got creative. He found a way to get Austin Jackson. He found a way to get Max Scherzer. These were even older veteran guys. They were younger guys.
And Daniel Schlereth.
Yeah, well, yeah, but Dave, and conversely, in the draft, was drafting college closers to try to.
Sure, but he had no problem trading Curtis Granderson.
He was trying to win.
You know
what
I mean?
Right.
Like, there is, in pro sports, I think loyalty is a fault to many, because you have to look at what's best for the business. And I wonder within the Tigers, what is actually defined success? Winning a World Series, obviously, is the biggest success story that you could have in baseball. But is it like just being in the playoffs for a long time? Is it being the Braves in the 90s?
Well, you want to be that, but there's a classic example of it.
Right.
Right. I mean, they won the division, like, every year.
But
it was like, they're still doing that up until, like, this year.
And they just can't get it done.
They won it one time, and then they won it another time here just a couple years
ago. Yes, but in the
when there was no Acuna.
Right.
So, you know, you don't know when the opportunity is going to come. Yeah.
It's just, it's a funny story. I think the Tigers are the one team right here, right now, that really need to win here and now or in 26. And if not, I don't know what the future is going to bring. And that's the biggest, I think, mystery in all of baseball, are these prospects. If you go back and look at the Red Sox trade for Chris Sale, they sat on the number one prospect in all of baseball, and Yoan Moncada, and they're like, move him. Also Dombrowski at the time. But those are the big moves you got to make if you're looking to win a World Series. They ended up winning a World Series.
Well, Moncada didn't come back to haunt him. He wasn't that good.
That's my point. But even if he did, or let's say you made a trade with the Pirates for Bednard. I'm sorry, but a guy on the Pirates ain't going to haunt you.
Well, you know what I just noticed about the prospects, too, is that they come up and they kind of struggle for their first time up. All of a sudden, in the mind of, gosh, not just the fans who immediately have this big, you know, hey, man, we're real excited these guys are coming up. But even the ones who do rankings and things will be like, well, he's really not that good.
We heard that about Torkelson last year.
Well, Torkelson was an uber example of it. You've seen it with Jace Young. People acting like Jace Young's career is over and all that. A couple years from now, he might be a pretty good player.
Sure.
So it's hard to gauge on it. And so it is really baseball, and I agree with you. Now, the one team that I would give a little more of a pass on this, and again, I don't think the Tigers are doing, like, absolute shitty job at this.
I'm not saying that either.
I think there's some fair questions about whether they left too much on the table at that draft under the guise of we want long-term success. And that's what this whole discussion is. Now, the one team I'd give a little more pass to is the Lions on this. Because the Lions have salary cap hell.
Oh, it's coming.
And the players that they want to retain are better than any players that they could get elsewhere.
I agree. Signing Hutch to whatever he's going to get is better than bringing in an aged Myles Garrett or Hendrickson or whomever that might be.
Or like three guys and saying three guys is better than one. Or Jahmyr Gibbs, Sam Laporta. Where the hell are you going to get guys? Brian
Branch? Williams.
Where are you going to get guys like that in free agency?
Well, I mean, unless Brad is still stupendous at the draft and finds them all over again.
But let's be honest,
lightning to strike twice probably isn't going to happen on every single one of those guys.
So when it comes to the Lions, I've often pushed back on a lot of – well, some of it's just been completely 100% batshit crazy, and you know this. You know, it's like every time an edge – I'm surprised I haven't gotten a bunch of calls about Micah Parsons. Thank God for that.
We can make that happen.
Yeah, there you go. It's like
I'll be Bob from downriver. Pat, what do you think about that Micah Parsons? I think
Parsons,
the Lions can get him.
Jones, Lions should get him, but you know, they just weren't going to get Myles Garrett. It just wasn't getting – the Max Crosby thing was really friggin' crazy. They just weren't going to get these guys. And it's not like Brad Holmes is, like, completely irresponsible for not doing some stupid shit like trading a couple of really good players to get somebody who's just an edge rusher when you already have one. So Brad Holmes has been right on that 1,000%, and I think he's in a tough spot. And with the Lions this year, their cap situation isn't that bad, but they have to keep that cap money to roll into next year because it's Armageddon next year for that.
It really is. And there's going to be an odd man out, which really sucks because it's going to be a fan favorite.
It does seem
whether
like
it's
that.
Offensively or defensively. And you're right. They do get quote-unquote pass because if you ask me, okay, the 15-2 Detroit Lions, best football team we've seen here in Detroit in my lifetime, just – from start of the season to the end of the season, right? Did they have a few warts? Sure. But every team in the NFL has a weakness at some point, right? Now, in the game of football, one game ends your season, right? And they fought against a team in Washington that was just better in the moment, okay? That's just a matter of fact. Goff had a couple of timely turnovers, and it just is what it is. But they're going to be one of the Super Bowl favorites again this year, and we all know how hard it is to get to a Super Bowl, but I do think with the Lions, they need to win more this year in the postseason than they did last year. If you start flaming out in the first round again, to me, it's going to seem like the early 90s Lions, right?
Well, that's where it kind of builds, and we've already seen that.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
With the Lions. I had a lot of people who were really pissed at me, Evan. They were, but I couldn't help it. You know how sometimes I don't know, man. I can't help myself. All right,
what you do?
I can't help myself. And it was when they won that playoff game. You know, the first one
against the Rams.
Against the Rams, you know, and you know, Goff hit the big pass, and Stafford didn't, and Puka Nacua or whatever is going on. And you know,
great game.
I wasn't here. My uncle's sister's uncle aunt wasn't here, and to see this, and I feel so sad. They were going through these, like, it was some kind of like milestone moment, something in their life.
It was, know, for a loser franchise, sure.
Not like that. So this is what it brought out to me. At the time, was me going, yeah, you know, I started getting real sarcastic. Greatest moment of my life, bigger than the birth of my children, you know, bigger than the you know, the first time I ever had sexual relations.
Pat, I watched, you know, people and all this cry stuff. In that crowd. You know, they were like, crying.
It's like, what the hell are you talking about? They won a playoff game.
A wild card.
One point win, and then they won the next week. Well, after that, okay, you know, that season and everything. Now it's like, if they win a playoff game, you know, it's like, what does it mean? And I saw with the Red Wings, man, like back in the day, I think you're old enough to remember the Red Wings, the first time they won the Cup.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like over 40 years.
I think it was like 55, wasn't it?
No, 43 years.
Oh, is that what it was? Okay. Yeah, yeah. They hadn't won it since 55, isn't that
yeah,
what it was?
Yeah, I won it
okay.
since 55. And so they win the Cup, 42 years. They get 55 to 97.
Yep.
So they win the Cup, and, you know, I mean, seriously, nothing was bigger than the Red Wings.
Nothing.
I mean, nothing bigger than that.
Pat, you're so right.
Lions, everything. And even when the Tigers have been really good, I remember 84, maybe 68 way back in the day after the riots and shit, but that was so long ago. And the Pistons were really huge in both. They had eras that won championships, but none of the Red Wings.
No.
Nothing.
No.
The Lions were on the back fucking page.
They were the Beatles, dude.
Yeah, they were, man. They were everything. And then, you know, after a while, you know, it's like, well, they won another cup. And then, you know, if they get knocked out of the playoffs, it's like, it. After a while, it got to the point where, well, wake me up when they're in the Western Conference
yep.
Finals. And that's how it goes. That's how it absolutely fucking rolls. So as time goes on with the Lions, it's no longer good enough to just win a playoff game.
Oh, no, it's a no, show
no,
me
you
now.
Know, people will be crying now if they don't, but it'll be crying, you know, of tears, not remembrance.
Yeah, it's not of tears
their,
of joy, that's
of
for
their
sure.
late great grandfather.
I didn't understand that either because they didn't win the Super Bowl, and like you're celebrating something that has become a custom all the other NFL teams in the league is to win a playoff game.
In didn't they put up some banner and people in Green Bay were laughing about
they
it?
They put up the banner. I think it was maybe the year before, saying that they were division champions or the one wild card win.
No,
they took it down.
Oh, did they? I know they had a wild card banner.
No, they ended up taking it down.
Remember when they had that up there?
It might have been Campbell's first year, and I'm like, what are you doing here? You don't put a banner up for a playoff win.
Well, you know, whatever. So I'm sitting there looking at this and, you know, kind of wondering. And I remember with the Pistons. The Pistons come out of nowhere. They're really shitty, and all of a sudden – they pick up Chauncey Billups, make a trade for Rip Hamilton, trade their best player, Stackhouse, to get him. It's like, what are they doing? Ben Wallace turns out to be this great player.
When they wanted John Amici.
Yeah, they get Leighton in the first round. They get Tayshaun Prince. He turns out to be a great player and all this stuff. So all of a sudden they win, and they're winning, and they win the championship, knocked the Shaq Kobe Lakers out,
mm-hmm.
which was – they destroyed them. After that, Shaq was making –
Karl Malone, Gary Payton, they were loaded, man.
They were. Yeah, they picked up those guys like that. And, you know, it was like they beat a bunch of Hall of Famers. And shortly after that, the Pistons devastated so much that Shaq, right after that, was doing rap records talking about how Kobe could eat his ass.
Oh,
remember that?
Yes, 100%.
Remember that? So, you know, we're sitting there like, you know, like, man, this is great, you know, and
what,
everything.
Four straight Eastern Conference finals. And
they got to the finals the next year and all this. They went six years in a row to the Eastern Conference.
Was it six? Okay.
Six. And when it wasn't good enough.
No.
I mean, after a while, people were bitching.
Joe got fired.
Joe ended up, you know, overreacting and signing, doing a bunch of stupid-ass
signings. I get it.
Josh Smith and Ben Gordon, Charlie Villanueva's coming.
He was a damn legend here.
You know, and all of a sudden, you know, everything falls apart because Joe overreacted to
mm-hmm.
it. If Joe had kind of stayed the course and not been like, hey, you know, we
trade Chauncey for Allen Iverson.
Stupid-ass trade. Really stupid-ass trade.
He always wanted Iverson, though, man.
So there's been some lessons in this. And then we've had the lesson in the opposite way not that long ago with Ken Holland.
Sure.
You know, hey, every year make the playoffs, it's good enough. You know, hey, you know, a 10-year rebuild or whatever, you know, I don't want to do that. I'm just going to go and trade guys and do stupid-ass contracts and lead the team literally down the toilet. Again, a Hall of Fame, justifiably executive.
Yep.
So these questions, it's hard to find it. And I don't have I'm not smart enough to know what the pat answer is. I got to look at every different situation, but I know there's a sweet spot there. And in each different situation, there's a sweet spot. Because you see organizations do that over and over again where they never take a tumble. And they're always in. I mean, I'm talking about the top organ. Obviously,
yeah, like the Steelers in the NFL.
Well, Steelers have gotten to the point where they're like the old Red Wings now.
Kind of, but they're there.
Yeah, but they're.
Or the Patriots under Belichick.
Patriots,
right?
Atlanta in baseball. Mm-hmm. You think they have a horseshit team this year, but next year, you know they're going to probably be good. There's a lot of teams like that. Dodgers, you know.
They're going
to
be there for
always
a long
like
time.
That. You know, you don't see teams go into these, you know, big lulls, some of these organizations. That are top line. Boston always seems to have a pretty good basketball team. Lakers always seem to have a pretty good basketball team. They threaten Golden State in recent times. So what you have to think about is what is that sweet spot? I don't know. I think this whole trade deadline thing brought that up this year. And I was just thinking about it. It's like this is the biggest issue, actually, that we talk about in one way or another on all four of these four teams.
Well, yeah, because I think, you know, just the city of Detroit and the fans are so hungry and thirsty for a championship no matter where
it's right.
Comes
it's been
from.
A while.
I think, and you can consider this shade or whatever, even with Michigan winning their title, it still left a bad taste in some people's
college.
But it left a bad taste in some people's mouths where it was marred by whatever the hell happened with it.
Heaven's got to get whammo.
No, but I'm just saying that's the only championship that we've had in this state. And it was with that. And so it's like, what can you really hang your hat on here with the Detroit teams? And I think just being happy we made the playoffs is a loser mentality. You should expect to make the playoffs. And then what happens after that is your expectation.
Well, the whole goal is to win a championship.
Right. And getting into the playoffs is fine. But if you flame out, then you're in the same spot as a team that didn't make the playoffs and has a better draft pick.
Right. So... it's interesting. You're right. There is impatience about this.
Well, only with the Tigers, Pat. I just love baseball so much. I need it.
Well, yeah, but the Lions, they never gotten it. And since 2008 was the last time with the Red Wings that we've had a championship. And you think about it, we had a period there where the Pistons, you know, won three championships.
Pat, we had a great period.
Tigers, you go back to 84
Pistons,
if you want to put that in.
Pistons in 04. You got the Red Wings.
Four titles.
Yeah, and then you got the Tigers starting in 06 and getting.
Yeah, and even though they didn't win it, they were really good and provided
and
a lot of.
And the city was hype.
Right.
All those games were packed. It was so much fun. And you
it's starting to be like that
you're
now.
You're starting to see it now.
Certain Lions last year and Tigers, I think, are getting like that.
Absolutely. And once you start seeing LCA packed, I think the Pistons are going to get it. The Red Wings start winning, you'll see that packed. And Detroit sports are quote-unquote back, but they won't be officially back until somebody's raising a trophy at the end of the year.
Yeah, I agree. Well, anyway, hey, look, download us wherever you get your podcasts. Apple iTunes Store. I've always had this discussion with Evan. We love the Apple iTunes Store.
Love it.
Love it, man. I mean, we're in love with it. And also Google Play Store and Odyssey.com.
Love those, too.
That's our home ballpark. And you don't forget, I write columns, usually at least two columns a week. I might up that up a little bit coming up with football and all that. But usually two columns a week. And the podcasts are always in that column. Check that out. Download it and look at it. It's Pat Caputo 98. To find this. Gentman Jenkins.
Yep.
For Evan. That's on X. Evan hasn't joined me on Blue Sky yet.
What are you up to, 8,000 followers?
No, man. I got like 257. I got like 36,000 something to catch my X following
there
on Blue Sky. And Facebook, you know, Facebook, 97 won the ticket, X account. We try to run it through a couple times on that. And Facebook. A lot of times we run it through a couple times on that 97 won the ticket Facebook page. For those of you who are still into Facebook for something other than, hey, here's my high school classmates.
Or, hey, did you see the news about Donald Trump?
Yeah, Facebook, man, it's kind of a fountain of misinformation.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean,
man.
I can't tell you how many times somebody died and they didn't die.
Oh, death, or somebody signed with your favorite team and it's like they haven't even played in 7 years.
They haven't even played. They're like, you know.
Michael Jordan signs with the Detroit Pistons. Like, all right, enough.
You know, and it's some you know, asshat saying, yeah, the Pistons should sign him.
Yeah, Pistons trade for Nikola Jokic.
Yeah,
only give up Ron Holland.
Yeah, something like that. And it's some asshat, you know, not even with an assumed name, a pseudonym.
100%.
So, but anyway, yeah, we know we like Facebook. We got nothing against it. Yeah, it is kind of a wild, wild west out there in that one, for sure. But check us out. We appreciate it. Like us, all those things. And these are good because I on the shows I do, I can't get into the, you know, some of these deep dives that we do on this podcast. So it's an opportunity, that and the columns, to do that. And I got news for you. I'm a way better writer than I ever radio talk show host. So check out the columns. That kind of is my strength there, actually. So, yeah, we appreciate you, and we'll talk to you next time.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you Shay, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.